See.
Boom.
There you go. Well, I work on pianos like my dad, and also I think one of the biggest influences that my uncle has had on us is the fact that my uncle Ed told my dad that, you know, you should try out, you know, piano tuning. And then, you know, I was having trouble with college and just, you know, I wasn't the greatest student. And I was much more hands-on, had a good ear, and then my dad suggested that. And I've been doing piano tuning and working on pianos for almost 10 years now. Mm. And But yeah, so I feel like my uncle had like a big influence on that, whether it was, you know, super involved in my life, but maybe just inherited down a little bit. And I live in Philadelphia, and I went to go to a customer's house, and I show up, and the guy goes, "Oh yeah, your last name is Hames. Are you related to?" I thought he was. I always get these older customers that say, "Are you related to Dick Hames?" Which is a singer that I've never heard of, and from the 1920-somethings, or I don't know. But I don't know who that is. Even though I've Googled him many times because people ask me about him. But he goes, "Do you know Ed Hames?" And I was like, if he's correct, he's my uncle. And then he goes, "He was studying German oral of the medieval times dialect." I was like, "That's my uncle for sure." That is 100% Ed Hames, my uncle. And then I was so, because like he hasn't spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. Turns out that him and this guy Rudy Spraycar, which sounds like a made up name, but it's really his name. And I know what kind of name is. I can't forget it ever. But I showed up Ed hadn't spent a lot of time like studying or anything in Philadelphia, but it turns out in Cincinnati in 1976, he did this thing where I have this email. I'm gonna write like a few like tidbits about it, because you know, and the way that my uncle would talk to me, Rudy would talk to me, and a lot of things would kind of go over my head. and I did my best. But the main thing was Rudy and Ed were both kind of studying the same kind of thing about this, a similar thing that disproved somebody's idea of a certain dialect. Generally speaking, that kind of stuff. You know, very Ed Hames kind of stuff. And essentially, they kind of had the same PhD, and Ed waited for Rudy to try to get... Rudy was trying to get his published, and then Ed didn't want to publish his at the same time because it would be kind of similar, and so he waited until Rudy could get his published, and he waited a long time, and Rudy had a very difficult time getting his article published, so he went ahead and said, "You know, Ed, why don't you just go ahead and do it?" And Rudy mentioned to me that in like the academia world, like sometimes it's very cutthroat and stuff. But just the last thing that my customer sent to me, and I sent this to Tom as well, goes like, "I finally told Ed to go ahead and publish his thing." I'm not telling this very well, but even though the original discovery had been Rudy's, so Rudy discovered something first, and then Ed found out something very similar. And Rudy and Ed wanted to wait and not publish his, even though it would seem like he discovered it and he could take all the credit. But he said, "I found Ed's professional courtesy not only exemplary, but rare. I continue to salute him. May he rest in peace." So I thought that was a very interesting situation that he, you know, reached his nephew, you know, only... It was about a year ago when I met this guy, and it was very just random that my uncle had an impact on this person that he remembered him from 50 years ago. So that's all I got.
That's great.